How you doing?
Good.
Me? I'm great. I'm happy. I'm full of mirth. I guess you could say this is my mirth day. And I'm having a happy mirth day.
What?
No, it's not a word. Two words put together indicate. Never mind. All right.
Ah, my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for Micah Connard's been so long. Man, I'm too busy to come to the diner. Life is wrong. Something is amiss. Something is askew. Time is out of joint if I can't get to the diner. Let's see, maybe they put the card under the placemat here. No. In the menu. They put the card in the menu. Let's check the menu. No. No, the chalkboard menu by the door. Maybe they wrote... No. Nothing there. This today's special. Lucky Charms flan. Ew. Would that be all sort of mushed together into a smooth, flan-like flan substance? Because the one thing Lucky Charms really has going for it is not the sugar or even the flavor, but the crunchiness of those small little styrofoam nodules. Lucky Charms flan. Well, no, I mean, I didn't expect decorations or something, but... Oh, well, it has been a while. And besides, people are born every day. I'm a grown man. There's no reason to expect that there should be anything whatsoever to symbolize the fact. Besides, next year's the big one. So let's just enjoy this while we can. Still, though, one would like to think that one's passage on this earth might be noted by those who, if not your nearest and dearest, are certainly your nearest, inasmuch as you sit next to them on a regular basis and pass them condiments, but apparently shooting somebody the pepper counts for nothing in the end. Oh, get over yourself. Never mind. Hi, folks. Hi. I'm James Lilacs. And as I mentioned before, I am back at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter, here at the diner out on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. And it's been a while, I know. I was away for a while. I was winding my way up the inner passage, or the inside passage, or the inside strait, or whatever it's called, a fissure, a fjord that cuts through Alaska, and I acquainted myself with the vastness of Alaska, and reacquainted myself with the vastness of the American ass, which was, I think they had to balance them out. I think they gave people little color-coded badges. You're red. You're blue. And periodically the badge would flash and tell them to get to the other side of the ship, because it was starting to list annoyingly. Big people. Big people. But it was a wonderful ship, and I say ship wanting to say boat, because every time I say ship, the back of my head, something says, boat! But if I say, boat, then my father, who was in the Navy all those years, will correct me. It's not a boat, it's a ship. Boats are submarines, or something like that. I can't quite figure that out. I mean, boats are obviously boats, and submarines are submarines. I don't know why you just can't call them subs and leave them at that, but for some reason, amongst the Navy, and those in the know, they've usurped the term boat all their own, and you look like an ignoramus if you talk to anybody who's done any time in the brine, and tell them, I'm on a boat! Yeah, sure you are, Sonny, sure you are. Anyway, that was grand, and that was 10 days away, and then ever since then I have been pitched back into the multiverse that I'm inhabiting now with very little time to get out here, which is just wrong somehow. This is where I recharge. Excuse me. This is where I clear my throat. This is where I sit and relax over a cup of coffee and a stack of newspapers. What do we have here today? I got papers from 1938 and 1944. Never any current papers here, which is one of the reasons I like it. Whatever bad news is in there, it's over. It's long gone. Don't worry about it. I want to listen to the jukebox. I want to enjoy a nice, tall, frosty Jubal with extra ice. I want to have some pie, maybe some cake, a little candle. I don't suppose they have any raspberry swirl cake here today. No, I don't suppose they would they? No, it's only the cake that my mother used to make me every year on this day. You know, I've told people about that before. Yeah, but they don't have it. No, it wouldn't be a special item on the menu today, but I'm not bitter. You know, she made that cake for me every year, and I swear they discontinued it after I was about 6 or 7, and she must have had to go search it out at some place that specialized in discontinued Betty Crocker mixes. Probably kept it packed in dry ice or cryogenic storage so it could be fresh for me the next year. God, I love her. I miss that cake. Can't find it anywhere.
You could have. It's not that hard. I mean, just vanilla, angel food, and some raspberries.
Cook's looking at me like I'm nuts.
Well, I'm not. They made it once.
Anyway, that's what I want to come here to do. And you know what else I want today? Aside from a little recognition? A thunderstorm. I would like nothing more than a thunderstorm. It's been so long. The earth is parched. Even the water feature outside the diner is under restriction, so it can't go. The trees are drooping. Even the evergreens look stressed, as they say. I love that. The trees are stressed. How can you tell? I mean, unless things are falling off, trees are pretty much close to the vest when it comes to their emotions. You want to play poker? Don't play with a tree. They don't give anything away. You know, a little wilt here and there, but, you know, that takes place over the course of weeks. You know, it's not many poker hands exist long enough for you to be able to tell the telltale signs of tree stress when, you know, the leaves at the top start pattering down on your head. You can always ascribe that to something else. Not necessarily a straight flush. Or an inner passage. Anyway, I want a thunderstorm. It's just too dry, and I want one of those great, cracking, shrieking, heaven-rending thunderstorms that we specialize in this part of the country, but we're not going to get it. Oh well, oh well. Can't always get what you want. Not even on your special day. Pathetic, isn't it? You know, to tell you the truth, the absolute truth, I don't care. I really don't. I'm long past that. My wife, for some reason, seems to think that I am one of those people who believes that things should be special on his birthday. I don't. I don't understand the attraction. I've been joshing with y'all, okay? I don't care. I don't care at all. I really don't. For one thing, sort of a reminder. Time's winged chariot and all that. The Reaper's scythe tickling hairs on the back of your neck. And I'm just a few years away from gag gifts. And I got that when I was 40, I think. But the gag gifts that you get when you really get up there. Oh, man, I watched my father turn 70. They gave him diapers, tombstones, all those other things. I'd throw them back in people's faces. I'm not going to die, and I'm not incontinent. Merry frickin' birthday to you, too. That's the other thing. You can't, I mean, it's the one holiday when people say to you, happy birthday. You can't say, well, happy birthday to you, too. It'd be great if we all just had one communal birthday, though, come to think of it. One day that everybody could get it out of the way. Massive parties, huge bacchanalias, shut down the town, keep the bars open until 5 o'clock. Happy birthday! You know, put it on the first of the year so everyone can just get it done and then we can move along. It would actually add some use and utility to that useless January 1st holiday because there's no point to the, you know, Happy New Year. Doesn't feel like anything's new. You know, your mortgage is due or your rent. You're going to screw up your checks for the next couple of days. Nothing. Big deal. But put everybody's collective birthday on the first of the year. Then you got something. Anyway. Well, as I was saying, for some reason my wife believed that I took birthdays very seriously. So now every year I have to assure her that I don't. You don't need to do anything, honey. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. I don't think she did anything this year. Let's check the jukebox here. Let's see, what do we got? Well. Huh.
Looks like I can count on somebody.
Yeah, the guy who comes in and stalks the jukebox in the middle of the night. The fellow nobody ever sees. Appears to have put in some interesting tunes. Let's try A1.
This is Fred Waring. Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming to the 20th birthday party of the Jolly Green Giant. All the Pennsylvanians are gathered here to surprise the guest of honor. And here he comes, clomping in from Hiawatha Land, the Jolly Green Giant.
My God, he's naked. That thing is swinging. It's taking out church steeples.
Five big golden balls and a big old pump. Five big balls. Stop it! Niblets! Now with meth sauce!
Well, Jolly Green Giant, you're a big boy now, 20 years old, and we wish you many happy returns, and here's our new way of saying it.
Happy, happy birthday!
Happy, happy birthday! Who is the lucky one we cheer, the one this party's for? He's a jolly green giant in his 20th year, and we wish him many, many more. So happy, happy, happy birthday to you, jolly green giant. Happy, happy birthday.
This is Fred Waring. We hope you liked our new birthday song. On the other side of this record, the jolly green giant would be very pleased if you'd sing it on the birthdays or anniversaries of your own friends. For instance,
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Who are the lucky ones we cheer, the ones this party for?
I don't know.
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. Murgatroyd's 27th year.
And we wish them many, many more.
Happy, happy anniversary to you, Mr. and Mrs. Polysyllabic Example. Happy, happy birthday, Mr. and Mrs. Polysyllabic Example.
Now, just in case you'd like an even shorter song, you might try it this way.
After
the opening happy, happy birthday phrase, you would sing this.
Am I supposed to be taking notes?
Today has reached the age of 9.
Or maybe,
Mr. and Mrs. Park today have reached their 29th week.
Okay, you're drunk.
Happy anniversary to you, Mr. and Mrs. Park.
Or even like this.
Dear Aunt Harriet today has reached her guess what age.
Now, of course, the complete short version would sound something like this.
Jolly Green Giant today has reached his 20th year.
Well, happy, happy, happy birthday to you,
Jolly Green Murgatroyd.
Happy, happy birthday.
Or you could just sing the happy birthday song that everybody on the planet Earth already knows. It's a damn sight easier than getting everybody else to go along with the new version that Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians just sang for us there. Good Lord, did they seriously think that everybody would upend millennia of established tradition? People were singing the happy birthday song to one another in the caves in Neolithic France, for God's sakes. Well, grunting it. I'm not going to be able to get that out of my head. It's like being serenaded by the beauticians of the Wizard of Oz. Somehow. No, thank you. But there's got to be something better here. More traditional, shall we say? Tradition-minded fellow that I am. Let's go at random. What the heck. C1.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it.
Okay, I know where this one's going. Better get myself ready.
Could I have a glass and some ice, please? Birthday ice, if you got it. Thanks.
Get out the emergency country western music flask that I carry for emergencies like this. Pour myself a few fingers. Well, it's a lot, but I think it's going to be that kind of song. Take a sip. Okay, I'm ready. It's a combination funeral birthday. Always popular. Saves money, too.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it.
Cause you were marrying my dad.
I didn't want your presence, just your kiss and company, and your lips to softly whisper
that you got an STD.
But I came home all by myself and lit the candle, made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday to me.
Oh, this guy's pathetic. I relieved myself in a dish towel and called your name out loud. Happy birthday, darling.
I thought for sure you'd send me at least a birthday card, but the postman didn't even stop when he passed by my yard.
So nobody sent you a card, loser. You could have telephoned, you could have semaphore flagged, you could have sent a telegraph. Buddy, she doesn't care.
Instead, I called myself and said, happy birthday to me.
Over the busy signal. Genius, genius.
Then I came home all by myself.
Again?
And lit the candle.
Again?
Made a wish for you and love that used to be.
You went home during lunch and did this, and then after work you got home and you went
there. Package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday to me.
Songs like that make you realize that there actually is a fine line in country western music between the drinking by yourself, she done me wrong, pathetic barroom ballad, and just out and out pathetic whining. That, I believe, falls into the latter category. What a wuss. I don't believe that one charted very high either. Play that one in a bar and the guys would look at each other and say, hey, the guy come in here, I'd whoop him, just on general principle. I mean, for heaven's sakes, no man goes home and sings happy birthday to himself, let alone unwraps a little present that he got to himself. For all we know, this girlfriend about whom he's moaning is fictional. Probably a stalker or something. The song's probably dedicated to Marilyn Monroe. I can't believe you didn't write Marilyn. Does make me feel a little better, though. I mean, that's the gold standard of birthday whining. Maybe that was the point. Anyway, let's continue with our parade of birthday hits. Here's flip. N1. I wonder what this is.
What is my birthday? Just another day.
He's hammered.
No celebrating, darling, because you're not here.
So is the backup band. What the devil is this?
What is my birthday? Just another day to be alone.
Let's try something else here. Let's go back early in the alphabet, see what we can do with G2. Ooh, man, that was...
How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit.
Everybody frog!
It's my birthday, lots of presents for me today. But most of all, I want to show a present for the boy that loves me so. Tell me, how do
what?
You like me in my birthday?
She wants to show a present for the board who loves me most? I have no idea what that means, but if she's going to spend her birthday going to San Quentin naked, that'll be one for the books. This, you know, this sounds like in some alternate world where Leslie Gore fronted The Who. The early Who, of course.
An attraction in any crowd. My birthday suit, it makes me feel so proud. Tell me, how do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? birthday suit. I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit?
At this point, I think it's safe to assume we're dealing with a bit of an attention whore here, don't you think? Go ask somebody else, honey. Yeah, somebody, a friend of mine once described a woman who was attractive but too energetic as being like a fly buzzing against the screen in the middle of the night when you were trying to sleep. That singer strikes me as a reasonable example of that particular genre. Let's see what else we find here. I didn't know there were so many birthday songs, aside from Happy Birthday and, of course, the famous Fred Waring replacement that we all know by heart. Let's take a gander at Z1.
Yesterday she cried.
We're not the Beatles, though, you know we try.
She told them all at work about the day.
Well, I think we can quickly sum that up as the Electric Light Orchestra hold a birthday party for Eleanor Rigby's even more pathetic sister on Penny Lane. No idea there was so much depressing birthday music out there. Well, you know what? Enough of this. I'm going to avail myself of the facilities, if you don't mind. And in the meantime, of course, a word from our sponsor.
Here's the American breed for Partridge Wieners.
Partridge, it's just behind my smile. That's why I eat partridge. Hot dogs, they're the top dogs I love. And you love them too. Partridge wieners are so much fun. They're a smile for everyone. Cause partridge wieners are so...
The 1958 Edsel. When you see it, you are sure it's the Edsel. When you drive it, then you know. It's the newest car in the world by far. The engine loaded for go, go, go. When you're out on the highway, the Edsel makes it fun to be alive. When you're in the Edsel, you wanna drive, wanna drive, wanna drive.
New in the way it looks, the way it rides, the way it drives. The Edsel, with exclusive new Teletouch Drive, puts the shift buttons in the center of the steering wheel. Its big, safer brakes adjust themselves automatically. And its big new V8 Edsel engines put more usable power at your command than you have ever known. See, drive, and priced. 1958's only all-new car. And you'll find out you can afford the car you just fell in love with.
See your Edsel dealer, take a drive today.
This is the year to get out of that rut and into the most elegant car of your lifetime.
You're out of soap in there.
No soap. It's that horrible granulated soap, too. Ugh, I don't know where they still get that stuff. You push the little silver thing and you get this handful of sand and then you add water and you get gritty soap. Ugh. I think they stopped making that stuff in 1962, along with that bathroom tissue that's laminated. You know what I mean? The small little sheets that, for some, they're like waxed paper. I don't know what... Hey, where is everybody? Everybody's gone. That's bizarre. Hello? What? I wonder if they're hiding. No. Maybe they're in the utility closet. What if they all went in the utility closet and I opened up the door? And they all came out and said, Happy Birthday. Well, I've got to check, don't I? Because it's either that or they left because there's plague or fire or something and nobody thought to tell me. All right. Here I go.
Nope.
They're not in there. Wait a minute. What if everybody got down underneath the booth tables, and the minute I bend down, they'll all shout happy birthday? All right. I'm bending down.
Happy birthday!
Aww. I didn't have to.
Shucks.
String orchestra and everything. Stand up. Your backs are going to be killing you. Now you can play the cello in that position.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, God.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thanks, folks. Gosh, I guess it goes to show that if you mope around long enough and complain, everybody will treat you like the child you want to be treated like. And a cake! A cake! Oh! I hope it's raspberry swirl. Well, that's what my mom always made. Well, don't worry about it. I'll get out a red Sharpie and draw little raspberry swirls on it. All right, well, let's cut it. Anybody got a knife? Ooh. Everybody's got a knife. Just one, guys. Just one. While we cut the cake and have some ice cream here, I'd like to thank you for dropping by. I'm James Lilix, and this has been The Diner for Friday, August 10th, 2007. We'll see you down the road.
Happy birthday.